This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We've got Kevin Hassett, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors during the Trump administration, distinguished fellow at the Hoover Institution, and his book, The Drift, Stopping America's Slide to Socialism. I call it the most important book of the 21st century, which I still believe it is. Kevin, thank you, buddy, for doing this. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here, Larry.
Kevin, one thing we didn't get to on the show last night is the threat of a Teamsters strike. And I know you've been monitoring this, and I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. You know, because I think that it's the kind of thing that could toss us immediately into recession. Because some backstory. The Teamsters had a really, really bad contract with the railroads, and they wanted to strike to improve, you know, basically their working conditions. Like, for example, they only got like one sick day a year. You know, and you can understand that you need like workers to show up if you're going to be running a train, but still, like, it was really kind of brutal working conditions. And so they were going to strike the railroads. But then President Biden and the Democrats used the authority that the government has over railroads to, you know, basically prohibit the Teamsters from having a strike. And then force them to accept, you know, a really crappy contract. You know, if we were in a world where a Republican administration did that to the unions, then it would be front page news. But probably most of your listeners don't even remember this happened last year. Well, so now the Teamsters, you know, have, you know, a slightly better contract actually with UPS. But they, you know, organized basically all the drivers and package handlers for UPS, and they've got strong demands to increase wages and improve working conditions and treat like new drivers better and so on. If you look at their list of demands, you know, it's the kind of thing that's really not super unreasonable. And the fact is that UPS probably kind of knows that the union has all the leverage right now and wants to concede on that stuff. But my people are telling me that even if UPS were kind of to give the unions all their demands, the unions want to strike because they want to sort of prove that they still can. You know, the fact that the Democrats stepped in front of them before and wouldn't let them basically fight for their rights as workers, which is like, you know, classic Democrats. They claim they're the party of workers, but then when the workers need their help, they're not there for them. And so I think that it's to sort of prove to Joe Biden that they're still in control of their own destiny. I hear there's going to be a strike. There's going to be a vote this week, and the strike will start August 1st. And let me tell you, you know, UPS moves, gosh, you know, it was about 10% of America's stuff around. And so if all of a sudden UPS is shut down, then, you know, you're going to have a real, like you talk about supply disruption. You know, during COVID, these guys were running the whole time. And if you shut them down, then you're looking at something that's really, really catastrophic for the economy.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I've seen anything about this in the papers.
Yeah, you know, I think that part of it is that first, if you Google it, you will see stuff about this. And everybody who's, and you know, if you Google Teamster strike, then you'll find some articles about it. But the point is just that because the backstory is the Democrats screwed workers, then, you know, the mainstream media doesn't really want to cover this story. You know, they, like, unless they can blame Donald Trump for the Teamster strike, right, they have to cover it.
Because he had secret documents. Is it just UPS, Kevin?
Yeah. Because they have a contract. They have a contract with UPS that expires at the end of July.
FedEx
FedEx is not unionized.
That's right. I was just going to say, FedEx is not unionized. So
it's interesting, by the way, because I know that you love like esoteric economic history. So
I do.
But it turns out that basically UPS grew up as like a trucking company, and FedEx grew up as an airline.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they grew up like with that as being their original identity, then they're regulated completely differently.
Right. Right. That's well, Fred Smith took a lot of heat down through the years, but he kept his non-unionized position.
So, yeah, right. He's probably the best CEO, you know, in our lifetimes.
Absolutely. 100%. Glad to hear you say that. I love the guy. I know him very, very, very well. He has taught me a lot about what I would call practical day-to-day business economics. The guy's an absolute genius.
Yeah, and with me, like when Fred checks in with me every now and then, it's because he's seeing something in the economic data that he wants to know if I'm seeing it too. But, you know, he's like on ground zero.
Right? That's right. No, that's exactly right.
He sees stuff before everybody else. He should start a hedge fund.
No. I mean, we brought him into the Oval constantly to brief Trump on things, and he was always terrific. And I think his term paper, his thesis paper on setting up FedEx, got a C at Yale or something like that. You'll never be able to do this. Absolutely. So, Kevin, are we in some kind of slow-mo recession right now?
Yeah, you know, it's been, if you look at it, manufacturing, especially outside of like the, you know, energy transition stuff is down. The average hourly earnings have declined 25 months in a row. But consumption has stayed reasonably strong. GDP now is going to be 2% in the second quarter. Mm. So, God, honest truth, it's one of the weirdest economies I've ever seen. It's kind of like a recession, but it's not a recession, at least so far. But, you know, you and I, when we were back at the White House, started to watch these early indicators like WARN Act warnings, which is when the companies have to give you 60 days notice if they're going to have large-scale layoffs. Mm-hmm. And the Challenger report, which is, you know, companies saying that they're going to have layoffs. And the layoff data, you and I went over it on the show yesterday, is really skyrocketing, sadly. And so that there are a lot of planned layoffs over the next couple of months. And initial claims are already above the sort of borderline of 250. Add to that a Teamster strike. Then, yeah, I think we finally have pushed it over the edge. And it actually, you know, being cynical about the way the media covers things, right? Like, as soon as we really do, like, undeniably have a recession, I still think we had one last year when we had two negative quarters, then the whole story is going to be like, well, it's not Biden's fault that we're having a recession. It's not Biden's fault that we're having a recession, right? It's not the fact that he gave us inflation with all the spending. You know, he's even out there lying and saying that he's reduced the deficit, right? It's just crazy.
No, it's bottomless Pinocchio is what the Washington Post called it.
So here's my prediction, Larry, and we'll talk about it in August. My prediction is that the Teamster strike will happen, and then everybody in the media will cover it because they'll blame the Teamsters for the recession, not Joe Biden.
But inflation is the cruelest tax of all, and inflation is driving down real wages. I mean, Kevin, you see Wall Street economists say that consumers are living off their COVID savings. Now, that game has to run out at some point.
Oh, that game is over. I've done, you remember my assistant Kale, who works so closely with me in the White House. You know, he did some really careful calculations of when the COVID savings are going to be gone. And it's like now there's no COVID savings left. And so if you think that consumption has been boosted by the money people had left over from COVID welfare, well, that's probably true, but that's done. And so with real wages down, then, you know, real consumption has to start to come down, or, you know, people will get 10 more credit cards. But sooner or later, that game's over.
That game's over, too.
Yeah.
And I noticed business investment is down along with the manufacturing numbers. That's a very bad sign. It's kind of a slow-mo recession. But this Teamster story that you're hatching is very, very important. And you're way ahead of the curve on that, so we're going to have to watch the Teamsters. Anyway, Kevin Hassett, just about the smartest guy I know. And the book, folks, is The Drift, Stopping America's Slide to Socialism. It's a very important book in light of Bidenomics and Bidenflation and all the rest of it. Kevin, buddy, thank you. Appreciate it. Best of Christy. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, Gordon Chang's going to come on. What is up with this? China is going to build a spy facility in Cuba, which is 90 miles off of Florida, all right? And the Biden administration is doing nothing about it, and they won't even admit it. I'm Kudlow. We'll take a quick break. Gordon Chang on China in Cuba next up.
Larry Kudlow.